Welcome to Straight Talk on Health. I'm your host, Dr. Chet Solasco. Straight Talk on Health is a joint production with WGVU in Grand Rapids, Michigan. With a PhD in exercise physiology and health education, I've been teaching people how to improve their health through diet, exercise, and supplementation for over 30 years. I look at the science behind all the headlines and the social media hype and let you know whether it's something to consider or not. You can check out other things that I do on my website, drchet.com, and please sign up for my free emails. I spend a lot of time observing people. I can spot someone with a gait problem, whether the cause is their lower back, a knee, or an overall core issue. I also watch people move who have weight problems, especially young people in their 20s, 30s, and 40s carrying extra weight. Degenerative diseases aside, what kind of life will they have in their 50s, 60s, and 70s? I've watched what that does to people as well. I know from experience what carrying an extra 30 pounds feels like. What must 100 or more extra pounds be like? I've discussed the how of weight loss many times. You've heard me say, eat less, eat better, move more. But it really comes down to answering one question. How independent do you want to be? It's one thing to become dependent on others due to an accident or some other issue. It's entirely another to voluntarily give up your independence without gaining as much control over your body as you're able. Let me give you a recent example. I was at my local middle school track doing intervals while walking. Open up the jets for 100 meters and rest while walking the remaining 300 meters. Repeat 8 times on this particular day, done. Now, I happened to start talking to a man I've seen there for years, but never really talked with more than just to say hello in passing. I noticed he was stretching while he was walking, something I'd never ever seen him do. He said he liked to play a little soccer with other men in the area. Not bad for 68, he said, although he had a significant belly. He said that he tore his ACL several months ago, and now he can't do that anymore. I told him, get it repaired. He sort of hemmed and hawed. I asked him, based on the fact that you've lived to 68, you have a life expectancy to live another 10 years. What do you want that 10 years to be like? Independent or restricted by your body? I left him saying, get it fixed. Time will tell whether he does or not. And that's where taking inventory comes into play. Maybe you'd like to weigh less. Maybe you want to be fitter than you are now, more flexible, able to run 5Ks with your kids. We can include everything from lowering cholesterol, sleeping better, or reducing medications, but those are discussions you need to have with your physician. If you have genetically determined high blood pressure, you may have to stay on medications no matter how much weight you lose or how fit you become. Why take an inventory before you begin your journey? Well, listen to this, because it sort of inspires me. You may not realize it, but the Empire State Building in New York City was built in just over a year from the laying of the first steel girder to the doors opening. 1 year, 45 days to be exact. The planning allowed the builders to anticipate almost every possibility while adding one story per day. 200 trucks full of steel, cement components, stone, and on per day, every day, for over a year at specific times each day. Over 3,000 men working in 2 12-hour shifts, 5 days a week, anticipating their need for food and water, bathrooms, and other logistics so the men could work without pause as the structure rose to over 88 four stories. Nothing like that happened before that, and nothing after, so far as I could find. Taking an inventory can help you to develop a plan like that for your health journey. And I'm breaking this into two separate inventories. Your health inventory, focusing on muscle, bones, joints, and your logistics inventory. How do you manage all of those separate factors so everything you plan can work as smoothly as possible? You start by taking an inventory of what is at your disposal. These are just some of the factors that can impact your ability to exercise, whether that's getting fitter, stronger, or more flexible. Can you sit and stand without assistance? Do you need assistance, whether in the form of a walker or arms on the chair? All of those require basic muscular strength and balance. Can you walk without assistance? How about with assistance? How far can you walk? I know this sounds so basic, but everyone's got to start somewhere. Can you bend over at the waist? Do you lose your balance if you do that? How about squatting? Can you do a full squat, half squat, quarter squat, or not at all? Can you get on an exercise bike, an elliptical trainer, a treadmill? In order to use those devices, you have to be able to balance well enough to get on them first. Can you stand in place with your eyes closed, or do you get dizzy? Can you touch your finger to your nose with your eyes closed while holding your arms horizontal to the floor? Can you raise your arms above your head? Can you bend your arms at the elbow? Can you curl a can of vegetables? Can you lift it above your head? Can you usually have enough grip strength to open the sealed jar? My grip strength has deteriorated over time. Can you get on the floor on your hands and knees? Can you lie face down on the floor? Can you lie face up? Can you get up off the floor without using any piece of furniture? Do you need an ottoman or even a chair to get up? Can you walk up a flight of stairs? Can you walk up a single stair and then step down again? Now, I could continue on and on if I thought more about it, but every one of those things will impact somebody. One great movie quote goes something like, "Every man's got to know their limitations." I would maintain that applies to women as well. That's what taking inventory is all about. If you've never been on a treadmill before, you don't really know whether that's possible for your fitness program or not. Some people have balance issues they never knew existed. So let's turn to logistics. The logistics for getting healthier is no different than the physical inventory. You've got to know whether you have the time, the equipment, the time, the space, the time, the gym membership, the time. You getting the idea that time is important here? That's the single biggest reason people quit an exercise program, and for most, it's the reason they never start. Do you have the time, while getting reasonable sleep, to exercise in your schedule early in the day? That's what I prefer. Lunchtime, before dinner, in the evening? Can you do it every day, 3 days per week? Does it depend on your children's after-school activity schedule? It does for me. What equipment do you have? Do you like to use it? Do you have exercise tubes or bands? Weights like dumbbells or barbells? Do you have mats for floor routines? Do you like exercising while watching videos? Are you a member of a gym or a club? Can you get there on a regular basis? Is there enough equipment to do what you like to do? Does it have a pool in case swimming is your thing? Do you have the time to prepare meals if eating better is your goal? Do you have a selection of the right tools to cook well? Spices, knives, cookware? Do you have the budget to afford better food? What are you willing to eat on a regular basis? Now, over the years, I've made it clear I'm not drinking smoothies or eating bars, at least not very often. That means more time for prep and cooking. More than that, it means do you have the money to eat healthier and more nutritious foods? Is your car dependable? Do you live in a safe neighborhood to walk or jog in? Those are just some of the logistical factors to consider before you get to the how are you going to achieve your health goals. What do you have to do in advance to make sure you have everything in place exactly when you need it to be to build the body you need? You're building your health future. Take a full inventory before you start your plan. That's the way to gain health independence we all want to have. You can check out drchet.com in the health info section for a PDF of the inventory I just reviewed. But that's all the time I have for this episode. If you like this podcast, hit the share button and tell your friends and colleagues about it. Until next time, this is Dr. Chet Zelasko saying health is a choice. Choose wisely today and every day.